Now, you pups gather round and lend an ear as your comrade Prince tells you the rousing tale of a group of boys who stumbled into something extraordinary and quite dangerous on a Sunday school camping trip to a desolate place called Dinosaur Valley.
Hey, Prince, quit wagging that Dalmatian tongue of yourn and look here what I dug up. I got a dinosaur bone, and it's a big one.
That, my dear Bullet, is a plain, ordinary bone. We're looking for petrified bones. That is, bones that have been turned to mineral over time.
You mean bones as solid as rock?
Yes, Bullet, not unlike the bone between your ears.
Stone bones. Might be hard to crunch. Think how long you could gnaw on one. A real jawbreaker.
I can only imagine.
And if there's one thing I love, it's jawbreakers.
Oh,
jawbreakers.
No.
Jawbreakers.
Bullet, could you make so much noise if you were chomping on a jawbreaker?
No, I don't reckon I could.
Here, this one dropped out of one of the boys' knapsacks, but I'm sure you'll put it to better use than I would.
Ah, a fresh speckled jawbreaker. Why, you're a true friend, Prince.
Anything to curtail your mindless jabber.
Say, now, I resent that. I put a lot of thought into my jabber. Oh, jawbreakers.
Well, pups, while Bullet is drooling all over his little treat, let me take the opportunity to tell you a tale of danger, a tale of adventure, a tale of Prince, the rescue dog, and his sidekick, Bullet.
Now, you just hold on for one cotton picking minute. You know full well I'm no sidekick of yourn. And this here's the most eye-popping, lip-snarling, fur-standing-up-on-the-back-of-your-neck story any of those pups has ever heard. You can't tell these stories like it needs to be told.
Yes, you're right. I suppose I shall have to gnaw that jawbreaker while you tell it.
Hey, that's my jawbreaker. This jawbreaker, it's all for me.
While the blabbering Labrador is occupied, let me tell you pups the story. I call it The Creature of Dinosaur Valley. It was the first evening under the stars on our camping trip to Dinosaur Valley State Park. A van full of boys, my Master Mark, and my Master Mark's missionary amigo from Mexico. Ooh, try saying that three times as fast as you can. Anyway, this amigo named Amadeo was along as well. Master Mark was playing guitar and singing, and the boys were finally stuffed after eating a certain unmentionable camp food.
Oh, come on, Prince. You mean hot dogs? I love them no matter what to call them. I could gobble down a dozen right now. Good old hot dogs.
I prefer to call them wieners, if you don't mind. The idea of eating a hot dog is totally repugnant to my canine sensibilities. At any rate, the meal was done, and not long after, we heard a noise.
Okay, fellas, okay, now, settle down. Now, listen, now, this week we've got a theme that I've taken up, and I want it to be out of Psalm 100. The Bible says that it is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. Now, I've asked my friend Amadeo to give us a brief challenge from God's Word tonight. Go ahead, Amadeo.
Mañana, amigos, we see the footprints of real dinosaurs.
Oh, cool. Neat.
But one thing I want to tell you is that the signs in this park, they say dinosaur tracks are millions of years old. Now, I don't believe that because the Bible says different. And so tonight's challenge is for us to look at the Bible to see what God's Word has to say about dinosaurs.
Excuse me, but I thought no one knew about dinosaurs in the Bible days.
And what is your name again?
I'm Eric, Jason's cousin.
Yeah, Eric doesn't know a whole lot about the Bible, Senor Amadeo.
But I do know my dinosaurs, and they weren't discovered until the 1800s.
Is that right?
Well, that's when modern man first found the fossil bones of dinosaurs. Eric is right there. But I want to read you guys something from the Bible that may make us all stop and think. Let me find a passage here in the book of Job.
What in the world was that?
Don't worry, Jason. It won't get you.
I'm not worried, Eric. I just want to know what it was.
Now, listen, fellas, settle down. Hey, it sounds like somebody's coming out there. Hello? Is there anybody out there? Hello?
I heard the loud voices. This part of the park is usually quiet and peaceful.
Well, we'll be turning in before too long, sir. Say, care to join us around the fire?
Thank you. I usually keep to myself.
Well, I'm Mark, and this is Amadeo here, and, well, this is my Sunday school class. Say hello, fellas.
Hi, I'm Jason.
Around the park here, they call me the professor.
Say, you come to the camp often?
Pretty regularly. I'm an inventor, and I like to camp out here when I'm working the kinks out of one of my new creations. It's usually so quiet.
What do you invent?
That, young fellow, is my secret.
Well, now, we're not going to bother you, but let me tell you something. We've been more than happy for you to join us during our Bible study tonight. Won't you have a seat with us?
Bible, eh? Bunk. I've no time for such nonsense. Just keep the noise down and don't wander off in that direction. That's my camp over yonder.
Don't you worry about that, sir. We're not going to bother you.
Well, see to it that you don't.
Good night, Professor.
Bunk and balderdash.
He didn't seem too friendly, did he?
He sure didn't. Now listen up, fellas. I want you to stay over here on our side. We don't need any trouble this week.
He looked like a crusty old inventor.
Smelled like it, too.
I've never seen a beard go all the way down to someone's chest like that before.
And his glasses must have been an inch thick.
Hey, there's that sound again.
Don't get spooked, Jason.
I'm not spooked.
Well, it's getting late, guys. Listen up. Here's the passage I wanted you all to hear. Tell me what this sounds like, okay, Eric?
Okay.
Okay, you tell me what comes to your mind when you hear this verse. Behold now Behemoth, which I made with thee. He eats grass like an ox. Lo now, his strength is in the navel of his belly. He moveth his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his stones are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass. His bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God.
My Bible has a note that says maybe that's a hippopotamus or an elephant.
Well, people used to think the elephant was the largest land animal. But listen to this verse again, Jason. He moves his tail like a cedar. Did you ever hear of a hippopotamus or elephant like that?
No, sir.
Say, Eric, what do you think that sounds like?
Man, it has to be one of the giants, a Brachiosaurus, which is the tallest dinosaur, or an Apatosaurus, which is the longest.
Well, I know of one even bigger than those, Eric.
Bigger?
Found in the Ojito Wilderness area of New Mexico in the 1990s. This baby makes those old giants look like little brothers. He's called Seismosaurus, the Earth Shaker. Let me tell you why the earth shook when this guy walked. He weighed as much as 15 elephants put together. If you had put two earth shakers on a football field and had them hook their tails together at the 50-yard line, guess what? They could rest their heads on the two goalposts at the opposite ends of the fields. That's a true story.
Whoa.
When I read about that, I thought of Behemoth. What a great and awesome God we serve.
That's right, Amadeo. Think about this, guys. If God created everything that is, it all belongs to Him. Well, that verse that I talked to you about a while ago in Psalm 100 really makes sense. Listen to it again. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves.
Do you know that's my whole mission to Mexico?
What is?
To tell the Spanish-speaking world about the Creator. My prayer is that many will turn to Christ and accept Him as Savior and Lord. Maybe you guys could come down and help me sometime.
Really, Mark? Do you think we could?
Well, we'll see, Jason. Say, we got a big day of fossil hunting tomorrow, so let's hit the hay.
What about the strange noise?
You guys just stay around the camp. Everything's gonna be fine. Let me get these dogs put away. Bullet, Prince, come here. Come over here, boys. Over here, I want you by the van. Now. Come here, Bullet. No, come here. Now. Good boy. Down. Say, fellas, good night. Y'all have a good night's rest.
Good night.
It sure is dark out here.
Hey, I'll sing you guys a song while you get to sleep tonight, okay?
What was that?
That, my young amigo, was a coyote. They're very common here in the Southwest.
Are they dangerous?
Well, not usually. They eat small animals.
Eat them? You mean whole?
Now don't go getting yourself all spooked again. They're not going to bother you if we don't bother them. All things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small. All things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. He gave us eyes to see them, and lips that we might tell. How great is God Almighty, who doeth all things well.
Nice song, Marco.
Thank you.
Buenas noches.
It must have been about half an hour after lights out that I heard that strange noise again. Bullet was already lost in Labrador La La Land, so he was of no use in identifying the sound.
Jason!
What do you want, Eric?
I just heard that hissing noise again.
It's probably just your stomach growling. Go back to sleep. Hey, I heard it that time.
Let's go see what it is. Maybe it's a living fossil.
Maybe you have too much imagination.
I'm gonna check it out. You coming?
Okay. You see anything with your flashlight?
Nothing here.
So let's get back to our tent and get some sleep, Eric.
Jason! Look down at the dirt! Fresh tracks!
Whoa, you're right!
As big as my hand, with 5 sharp claws! And look where the tail was dragging down the middle! Jason, that is a lizard track!
Yeah? So what?
So, no lizards this big live in Texas, Jason!
Yeah? So what do you think made this track?
We're in Dinosaur Valley State Park! We find a lizard track? That's bigger than any lizard this state has ever seen. There can only be one explanation, Jason.
What could that be?
I have a sneaking suspicion that we just discovered a living, breathing dinosaur.